Today, Holy Mother Church begins the holy season of Advent, the liturgical season where we prepare for the coming of Christ. This year, the first Sunday of Advent is also the beginning of something very important in the life of the church. But unfortunately, I didn't hear this talked about on the evening news, or heard about it on the radio, or I didn't see it in the newspapers or other social media. Do you know what's happening? Today, Pope Francis is proclaiming a year of consecrated life. You know, we recently had the Year of Faith that ended last year in 2013 on the Solemnity of Christ the King. And before that, we had the Year of Priesthood. That was from 2009 to 2010. Before that, we had the Year of St. Paul. Remember that? From 2008 to 2009. Before that, we had the Year of the Eucharist. Remember that wonderful Year of the Eucharist? I think it was 2002, 2003. Then we had the Great Jubilee Year 2000. The years leading up to the Jubilee Year, we had 1 year for the Holy Spirit, 1 year for God the Father, 1 year for Jesus Christ. We've had several Marian years. Years dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now, we have a special year of consecrated life that begins today on the first Sunday of Advent in the year 2014 and will conclude on World Day for Consecrated Life on February the 2nd in the year 2016. Pope Francis begins this year of consecrated life on the 50th anniversary of the document Lumen Gentium, the dogmatic constitution on the church, issued by the Second Vatican Council on the 21st of November, 1964. Now, what in the world is consecrated life? Well, in simple language, we're talking about nuns and religious sisters. We're talking about monks and religious brothers. We're talking about priests, not diocesan priests like I am, but religious order priests. So religious order priests, monks, brothers, nuns, and sisters who consecrate themselves to God through vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. They say, totus tuus, to God. I'm totally yours, God, through those vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. I hope you know that Pope Francis himself is a consecrated religious. You know, the last several popes have been diocesan priests, like I am. But Pope Francis is the first consecrated religious pope in a long time. He's taken those vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. He is a Jesuit, a member of a consecrated religious order. So this year of consecrated life really comes from the Pope's heart as a religious and what the Pope's life has been all about for his whole priesthood. Usually, there is a saintly founder of the different religious orders or the different religious families. You're probably familiar with many of them, right? Like St. Benedict started the Benedictines, and St. Dominic started the Dominicans, which is officially called the Order of Preachers. Or St. Francis started the Franciscans, or St. Ignatius started the Jesuits, officially called the Society of Jesus, right? St. Teresa of Avila, St. John of the Cross, reviving the Carmelite religious order, religious family. There's St. John Bosco, who started the Salesians. There's Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, who started the Missionaries of Charity. There's thousands of others of these saintly religious founders of these religious families. I'm thinking back this morning to 1872, which was the first year that St. Felix School opened. And on the first day that it opened, who was here? The School Sisters of Notre Dame from Mankato. They were the first consecrated religious sisters at St. Felix School. You know, I'm thinking back to St. Elizabeth's Hospital and to the Franciscan Sisters of the Sorrowful Mother who built the hospital and the chapel, and who prayed in that chapel at all those different hours mentioned in the gospel. And they established that orphanage. I'm thinking just a little further upstream to the Villa Maria and the Ursuline sisters, started by St. Angela Merici. Those Ursuline sisters and that charism to help poor girls and to give them an education at Frontenac. And today, very sadly, there are no sisters at the school, no religious sisters at the hospital, and no religious sisters at Villa Maria. And as good as our schools and healthcare centers and retreat centers are, we're still missing something. There's a hole. We're missing the witness of religious life at these institutions. Pope Francis says, consecrated life is a gift to the church. It is not an isolated or marginal reality, but at the heart of the church. That's very important. In other words, he says that religious life is not like that wonderful whipped cream on your pumpkin pie for Thanksgiving. It's not just a nice extra if you have that real whipping cream. He says it's at the heart of the church. So we can say that our schools and healthcare center, we can say, they're doing just fine. No, they're missing something. Pope Francis is at the heart of the church. We're missing the witness of a consecrated religious sister at these places. The Pope, Pope Francis, is so bold to say, is that in order for the church to grow, we need the witness of consecrated religious. So if the church is going to grow, we need nuns and sisters and monks and brothers and religious order priests. And that gets to the heart of why we're having this year, because you might say, oh my goodness, oh, this is boring. What does this have to do with me? Well, I'm not a consecrated religious. Beloved Pope Francis says, the year of consecrated life concerns not only consecrated persons, but the entire church. He says it concerns all of us. Consequently, the Pope asks, I ask the whole Christian people to be increasingly aware of the gift, which is the presence of our many consecrated religious men and women. He invites every Christian community to experience this year as a year of thanksgiving to the Lord for consecrated men and women religious. He says, let them know the affection and the warmth that we have for them. So we take this year, first of all, he says, to say thank you to them for their powerful witness to those gospel counsels of poverty, chastity, and obedience. And not just to say thank you, but to live in our lives what they most perfectly live in theirs. Pope Francis, in his apostolic letter to all consecrated people last week on the 21st of November, he said in the letter, I even have the letter with me today, I know it wasn't in the media, but it's a very important letter. He says to all consecrated religious, he says, be watchful and alert. Does that sound familiar? Sounds to me like today's gospel. Pope Francis continues our gospel theme in his letter. He says, together with Pope Benedict XVI, I urge you not to join the ranks of the prophets of doom who proclaim the end and the meaninglessness of the consecrated life in our church today. Rather, clothe yourselves in Jesus Christ and put on the armor of light, as St. Paul urged, keeping awake and watchful. So the Pope says, no. Consecrated religious life is not at an end. It's not meaningless. It's at the heart of the church. And he urges religious to keep awake and watchful. Pope Francis says, I'm counting on you to wake up the world. Doesn't that sound like Pope Francis? beloved Pope Francis to all religious. He says, I'm counting on you guys, me included, because I'm a consecrated religious, to wake up the world. And I believe it is the consecrated religious, the priests, the monks, the brothers, the nuns, the sisters, that show us how to prepare for the coming of Christ. They teach us how to live in this world poorly, chastely, and obediently while we watch for the coming of Jesus. While we sleep, they're up and they're praying and they're watching, as the gospel talked about, at all those hours of the day, at dawn, praying, watching. Some of them are even up in the middle of the night, just in case our Lord comes at midnight. These consecrated virgins are keeping vigil with their lamps of faith burning brightly, ready to wake up the world with their cry, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Let us go out to meet Christ the Lord."